Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Our text is our theme for the week in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Recently, I read a book in which the author maintained that there are three men who have influenced the 20th century. Three stalwarts, if you will. Karl Marx, Sigmund Freud, and Friedrich Nietzsche. These are your three stalwarts. Karl Marx dealt with our world. Stuff you can feel and put on a counter and buy things. The economic process of our life, the acquirement of goods. Kind of the exegete of man. Sigmund Freud dealt with the inner man. He still does. How many programs on radio or TV or pop magazines deal with your psychological inner self or outer self or whatever it may be? Dealing with our guilt and our obsessions and our this and our that. Certainly a high priest of our spiritual nature. But our writer and historian maintain that those two men were rather flawed. And no one seriously holds them as the authors of our modern age without great qualification. But Friedrich Nietzsche, there's another story. Nietzsche, the authentic author of God is Dead. And that's our century. God is dead. For in the place of God, what did Nietzsche say? We will put the will to power. The will to power. How often in the Bible do we find that word power? And you know and I know that the power presented in Scripture is always handed to you know who. And no other. Power is dangerous. And the will to power is the most dangerous gift or temptation of all. For in the will to power, we have the will to be God. Yes, I will to be God to myself. Who needs him? In the flush of success or acclamation of a nation or the crowds, whatever it may be, I can play God. What's new about that? Why, it's the same old thing we had in Eden. You will be like God, knowing good and evil. And furthermore, in our will to be God and our will to power, we want to be God over others. To manipulate, to control, to possess the characteristics of God. Nothing new here. Why, we seek to rebuild our universe. Around whom? Around him? Oh, no, friend. You want to build your universe around yourself. You want the universe that you construct and that I construct. And guess who's in the center? Guess whose almighty fingers reach out to manipulate and maneuver and keep things all in order for you know who. Oh, guilty. We all follow Nietzsche. We all attempt to live at times as if God were dead. And I am God. To me and over you. Look at all the modern dictatorships we observe. It is remarkable that the men who run these rather omnipotent organizations are not generally licentious people, are they? They are austere and self-disciplined because they have reached the pinnacle of all their lust, which is to be God. And they don't even need the usual luxuries that go with it. But all of it we know is under judgment. All of the old is passed under the mighty hand of God, who says, no, that's not the way it is. And you have no power at all. It is a chimera, a vapor, a fantasy, a dream, a will to power. And the old is still the old. And the old is still with us. But I tell you, the new man has come. He is Jesus Christ. He is the new man, and he has come to put an end to the old, to destroy the old. He who is God has put on human flesh and blood and soul, and entered our world that he might encounter this old heresy and this old will to be God. He has come to put an end to that, not by simply obliteration, but by accepting within himself the shame and the demonic will that lies in each heart that is in this room today to be and play God. He came to accept God's very wrathful judgment upon that desire in our hearts. He's a new man. He's the old from us and took it within himself. He shed blood for me. God gave his life for me. Will you tell me what more precious gift could God give than himself in his Son on the cross? That the Father observed his very only begotten Son die there for all of us, that the old might be washed away. The text said the old is passed away. Aorist tense. Finished. Done. No more. That we might be new beings with new meaning to life and new will. We are the new beings. If any man be in Christ, is a statement of the reality that indeed if you're faith and trust and heart is in him, You are in him. Is that some kind of a just a declarative statement, a title? In Christ, not on your new life. When we say in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit at the beginning of a service, is that some kind of a theater pronouncement? It is to speak the very word and name of him. It is to act and to say and to proclaim in his power. And if you are in Jesus Christ, then you are in him and he is in you. A new man. Another new man. And another. And another. And another. As we go through our whole group this day. All new men in Jesus Christ. What is this new creature? The old rabbis like that term. Do you know what they used it for, many of them? The new creature referred to the forgiven sinner. The forgiven new man. But I did say new being with new meaning. What did Paul write? All things are new. For you too. All new. Hey, that's rather inclusive, isn't it? All new. Let's go back to basics. All new. Yes, yes. The universe. All. Universe. Space. Time. Aren't they the building blocks? That's new? Maybe for the physicist, but not for the child of God. It's the Word. God said in the beginning, let there be, and there was. It was the Word that's the basic building block of the universe. His Word. That's the new Word, Christian. His Word. He spoke of covenant, didn't he? And now he talks about a new covenant. Happy. New in Jesus Christ. Why? Words are new. Words are reborn again, and the words we speak are words of power through Christ. Water is new. At each baptism, we hear it. And bread and wine are new. What we do is new. New to our old world. We are new beings with new meaning for our lives. And as we proclaim Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior, to the old order, so that the old order and those in it just is gone and finished and passed away, and men can be born again through the water and the word and the bread and the wine, and to be new beings in Jesus Christ. If a man is in Christ, he's all new. Every day new. Now what happens to the old will to power? I'll tell you what happens to it. It becomes the will to serve. Not the will to rule, but the will to serve. That's new. And that's you. Amen. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Jesus Christ. Amen.